Simon & Schuster Audio presents Matt Sprouts and the Day Nora Ate the Sun by Matt Eicheldinger. Performed by Barrett Letty. Backpacks. Mom always says everyone could learn a thing or two if they would just think of each other's backpacks more often. I wish I would have understood what that meant sooner. I mean, there are a lot of people I could try to blame for what happened. I could blame Dad because he made me take the ridiculous job in the first place. I could blame Elliot because he's my brother. Do I need another reason? I could blame my girlfriend, Grace, too, but she was just trying to help. So that leaves Nora. Nora and all her mysteriousness. And those googly eyes. Those bulging googly eyes. I could easily blame her, too. In the end, though, it was my fault. Yep, me, Matt Sprouts. Even if Nora did play a huge role in all the problems. But it was also Nora who helped me finally understand Mom's advice. Because in this story, all that really matters is the day Nora ate the sun. That day changed everything I thought I knew about anything. So it's probably best for you to try what my mom says. I'll tell the story, and you pay attention and see if you can think about what some people might have in their backpack. Because I certainly wasn't, and I wish I would have from the start. Chapter 1. Underwear. It was the end of sixth grade, and summer had finally arrived. Usually, I would have a list of the things I planned to do to make the summer better than the last one. However, after last year, anything could be better. You see, last year I spent all my time worrying about the curse. After breaking my neighbor Jenna's collarbone, it was an accident, I promise. The curse, a hometown legend that haunts a kid who does something bad, followed me around all year, making life absolutely miserable. I got trampled by a llama. I crashed my snowboard. And I even
Sample complete. Ready to continue?